This is Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. Do you? You are listening to Modest Joint on Who's Slamming Who. I'm very sorry, but I can't offer you the steel folding chair, as I'm not at the joint presently. Anybody wanting to get in touch with me, you can hit me up at michael.modest@gmail.com. Check out my website, www.mikemodest.com. It's a cool site. Shelly's done a lot of work on it, and I want to give Shelly much love and many, many props. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to apologize to the fans of WCWC. I will not be there June 27th. Some personal things have come up, so I will be absent from the WCWC roster through June and July. But rest easy, everybody in Oregon. I will be back August 29th, I believe is the date. Next, let me talk about Manny Fernandez and Tony Jones. Manny Fernandez, a couple of weeks ago, got into a brawl with Dante up at SPW. And now, down at Lucha Extreme, Manny Fernandez and Tony Jones almost went at it, man. Had something to do with Lucha Extreme cutting Tony's pay by 20%. Check out LuchaExtreme.com. That's Lucha Extreme with an X. El Lucha, Lucha, Lucha Espectacular. El Rudo Lance Cardoza versus Technicos Border Patrol Michael Modest in a cut your pay in half with no hotel match. Ding, ding, ding. The match is off to a hot start as Michael Modest looks pissed. Whoops. Lance jumps out of the ring. He has got his pin. Ooh, ouch. He already wrote the receipt. He's throwing the money at Mike. And yes, he's cut Mike's pay in half and taken away the hotel. And pretty much that happened to everybody on the roster. Everybody's pay was cut. I don't know. I think the wrestlers are kind of important. I think you make sure you have their pay before you even have a show. I was not happy about having my pay cut in half. However, I didn't start screaming and yelling at Manny Fernandez either. He doesn't deserve that. He's a vet. He's been around. He deserves a little respect. Manny is not the money guy with Lucha Extreme. But whoever's got the money, somebody needs to talk to him and tell him, you know, pay the boys what they've agreed upon. Hell of a long drive to Lindsay, California. Mike Modest, you know, it took me four hours and 20 minutes to get there. I ended up getting lost, so it actually took me closer to 5 hours. I missed the exit. So 10 hours of driving, and my pay was cut in half. I guess, you know, I was a little late, not in the show, but I was late, you know, for the booking meeting and all that. But maybe that was the deal. They cut everybody's pay in half, or at least by 20%, because people were late. I don't know. But I know I wasn't happy. But still, check them out, because I still like what they're doing. I like Manny a lot, and I like Lance Cardoza a lot. And I wish them the best of luck with Lucha Extreme. All right, so let's touch on Father's Day real quick. What do you get Dad for Father's Day? A wallet, so he has something to carry all the money he is going to give to your mom or to you bratty little kids. Power tools, so mom can put him to work with home projects. A bottle of cheap cologne, so he can mask the vanilla perfume wore by all the strippers. Every stripper wears the same perfume. It's some vanilla fields or some stuff. It's like in the stripper code of conduct. Or do you get Dad a simple tie so that he can tie one of those strippers up or hang himself? Well, I got an idea better than any of those things. Get Dad a key to the safe where your mother has hidden his balls so many years ago. Give Dad a ticket to Las Vegas. Beer, strippers, gambling, and lots of sin, sin, sin. And best of all, that evil she-demon that you call mom and he calls wife won't be there to muck up his Father's Day by making him barbecue for his entire family. For her entire family. It's supposed to be a day off for Dad. Anyways, yours truly, Michael Modest. I had a great, great Father's Day. And, you know, I'm going to end the show with my top 10 reasons I had a blessed and great Father's Day. Number 10 reason I had a great Father's Day, the burning sensation in my penis when I urinate, is down to a low sizzle. Number 9 reason I had a great Father's Day, candy and Barbie from the Spearmint Rhino, except credit cards, and they gave me the 2-for-1 deal. Bless their little hearts. Number 8 reason, my good friend Captain Morgan stopped by to wish me a happy Father's Day. I always love seeing that guy. He's a nut. Number 7 reason I had a great Father's Day, a blessed Father's Day, my bud Tyrone stopped by and gave me his government cheese for this month so I could feed all of the arena rats. Good news for arena rats. Expect the population to slightly increase over the next couple of months with that government cheese. Number 6 reason I had a great Father's Day, Frisco Flame stopped calling me, stopped texting me. He stopped sending me flowers and trinkets, etc. Tried to get me to go on a cruise with him. Frisco, come on, man, I don't swing that way. Number 5 reason I had a great Father's Day, In-N-Out, double-double, baby. Strawberry shake and fries, animal style. That's what Mike Modest did for lunch on Father's Day. Number 4 reason I had an absolute blessed and awesome Father's Day, no one I know died. That's always good. Number 3 reason, I was on time for my 4:20 appointment on Father's Day. That's very important. Number 2 reason I had a blessed and great Father's Day, I got a Hummer. But it wasn't a gas guzzler. It was guzzling something else. Wink, wink. Seriously, the number one reason I had an absolute blessed and great Father's Day, I got to spend it with people I love. And most importantly, I got to hang with the 2 coolest cats in the world. At least the coolest ones I know. My baby boys, Mike and Jack. Thanks for the happy Father's Day, guys. Dad loves you. Peace to everyone, and I hope you had a great Father's Day. Whether you're a female, whether you got kids or not, everyone's got a dad. So it should be a happy day and a day to celebrate and show some love to Pops. So with all that being said, go check out my website, www.mikemodest.com. Hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/MichaelModest or on Facebook or MySpace. Until next time, wrestling is hardcore. Peace.